afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've had a really great day so far. Well, it's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday, and I couldn't settle on the question. I came up with three questions, so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to throw these three questions out there. You can pick which one you want to answer, or if you want to answer all of them, here are the questions. What's your word for 2018? Has God given you a word yet? I'd love to talk with you about that. What would a breakthrough look like for you in 2018? And if you had a brave goal for 2018, what would it be? I mean, maybe it's something you've not thought of yet because it takes so much bravery, so much courage, where you thought, like right now, if I put you on the spot and thought, if you have a brave goal, something you've not even maybe thought of yet, what would that look like? Here's the number. It's toll-free, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. What's your word for 2018? What would a breakthrough look like for you in 2018? And what would a brave goal look like? Again, don't feel obligated to answer all of them. Just one is good, or all three if you've got them. Peggy's checking in from Kansas City. Hey, Peggy, thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Susie.
Good to talk with you. I love that you called. And tell me this. Would you have a word for us for this next year?
Yes, this is just crazy amazing. I've been in a prayer group every morning, and we were talking about this very thing this morning, and we were just praising, worshiping, and praying about this morning, and the Lord literally gave me breakthrough as my word, and I saw you post this just a while ago on Facebook, and I'm like, I've got to call in.
I'm so glad.
This is just confirmation. It's just like, I've just been praising him all day because I've had this burden on my heart for years. This is the year. This is my year. He showed me this morning in prayer. Breakthrough is coming. He showed the glass ceiling shattering. And that everything that he has put in my heart and my mind and the purpose that I felt, that my breakthrough is here. It's coming. I just have to hang on him.
Listen to this. I just opened this up to Streams in the Desert. God is looking for men and women whose hearts are firmly fixed on him, who will continually trust him for all he desires to do with their lives. He is ready and he's eager to work more powerfully than ever through his people, and the clock of the centuries is striking the 11th hour. The world is watching and waiting to see what God can do through a life committed to him. There's no limit to what God can do through you, provided you don't seek your own glory. I just think that's so powerful, and he's in the business of miracles. He's moving in the hearts of his people. And I pray that your eyes, your faith will become sight beyond your wildest dreams, Peggy. And I wonder if I can just pray for you.
Yeah.
Father, thank you for Peggy. As a woman who presses in hard, who seeks your face, Lord, you say you reward us publicly for prayers prayed privately, and for her to step up even and talk about this word that you've given her in the privacy of her prayer life. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that many would see and hear, as Scripture says, and put their trust in the Lord, that many would see what you do in Peggy's life. They would hear about what you do in Peggy's life. And by her testimony, her breakthrough, they would look up to you for themselves, and they would put their trust in the Lord. Thank you for who she is. Thank you for your great, great love for her, your intimate attention to detail, Lord. And just pray you continue to guard and guide her, protect her, and provide for her as she walks out this year and she waits on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Peggy. God bless you. Love that. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. It's Talk to Me Thursday. And because I couldn't settle on one question, I have three. And you can pick, you can answer any one of those if you'd like, or all three if you've got the answers for me. What's your word for 2018? What would breakthrough look like for you in 2018? Maybe you haven't even thought about that, but you know, it's just good to shoot for the stars, so to speak, to ask God for the impossible. What would a brave goal look like for you in 2018? 877-933-2484. While the calls are coming in, I have to give my voice just a little break, so we're going to play the song, You Make Me Brave. Just need a little drink of water. Forgive me. I'm still on the tail end of this cold, but I want to keep, I see those calls coming in. Keep them coming. And I've got some posts on Facebook as well. Listen in.
I stand before you now. The greatness of your renown. I have heard of the majesty and wonder of you, King of heaven. In humility I bow as your
So glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and it's a Talk to Me Thursday edition. And our questions are, my questions are, as I said, I couldn't settle on one, so I'm throwing out three, and you totally have the freedom to answer whatever one floats your boat. So the first question is, what's your word for 2018? Second is, what would breakthrough look like for you in 2018? And third, what would be a brave goal for you? Maybe it's something you've not even thought of, but it would be kind of audacious. A brave goal. 877-933-2484. Let's see, Margaret from Indiana. Hey, Margaret, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, Iowa. You're from Iowa. Kathy's from Indiana.
Iowa.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Good to have you.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to listen to you on my way home from work, and I was just sharing with people at work that this year my word is calm.
I like it.
Yes, last year was intentional.
And how did that work for you? Tell me about intentional. How did that work for you in this last year?
Well, I look back and I'm not so sure I did so well, but I try to do things more intentional, be a more intentional listener and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I find myself getting anxious over things more often, and it's just like the Lord just gave me the word calm.
Nice.
So that's my word for this year.
Well, I love it, Margaret, and I pray God gives you plenty of moments of just peace and rest as you rest in Him, and while the rest of the world kind of hustles about in the chaos, that your calmness and your peace will be evidence that God is moving in your life, and people would ask you about the hope that's in you. So may He surprise you with the way He uses that word in your life, Margaret. Thank you for the call.
Yes, you're welcome.
Fantastic. Safe drive home now, okay?
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
877-933-2484. Kathy's checking in from Warsaw, Indiana. Hey, Kathy, thanks for calling.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
It's so good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you, too.
My word is, no matter what happens, God is always good. I heard that on the 700 Club last week, and God just really put that in my heart.
Well, remembering God is good is so good for our hearts, because He is good. And I think the enemy tempts us to doubt that when hard times come. And I think nothing will bring joy to your heart like remembering and believing that God is always good, Kathy. So
yes.
That's fantastic. Thank you
and
so
that's
much.
Psalm 11, verse 7.
Which is?
God is good, and He loves goodness. The godly shall see His face. In October, my husband of 47 years told me he's leaving me. And I've been in a state of shock, but I am seeking the Lord, and I am trusting in His goodness, and I shall see His face.
Yeah, indeed. Kathy, let me pray for you. Would that be okay?
Yes. Please.
Jesus, thank you for Kathy, and I pray you would, I pray that you'd move in her husband's heart and bring conviction there, Lord, and bring correction there. And I pray for Kathy that she would sense your tangible presence right now in this season, that you'd heal her heart, that you'd come for her, that she would start to see your provision and your breakthroughs in the days ahead, and she would see your goodness, your very, very personal attention, Lord, to her life as she walks through this difficult time. Thank you for this dear heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Susie, thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
God bless you in everything that you do.
Thank you for your call. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Wow. Wow. We're going to pause here for a break, but it is Talk to Me Thursday. Here's the number. It's a toll-free call, 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. I've got three questions for you. You can pick one or all three if you want. What's your word for 2018? What would breakthrough look like for you in 2018? And what would be a brave goal? You know, it would take some grit, some courage. I'd love to know. 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute. Hope you're having a really great day today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. This is where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest, hoping that you will call. I've got three questions just because I couldn't settle on one. You can pick which one you want to answer. But here's the phone number, first of all, 877-933-2484. Yeah, I'm expecting you to call that number without you knowing what the questions are. If you're gutsy, you'll do that, right? So here are the questions. One, what's your word for 2018? What's your word for 2018? What would breakthrough look like for you in 2018? And what would be a brave goal for you in 2018? Again, don't feel like you have to answer all three. I just couldn't decide which one. And maybe you need help with figuring out your word. I'd love to just process that through with you as well. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So I posted the question on Facebook as well. I'm going to read a few of these answers while I wait for some calls to come in. Kathy says, my brave goal is to never be afraid, to trust God completely in all things, and never, never take my burdens back once I've given them to the Lord. Wow, I love that. Allison says, praying for my word still for 2018, but my breakthrough would be a business that I own and let's see here, a brave goal would be to commit to obeying the Lord in all things. Lori says, I love this question. My word for 2018 is worthy. I'm actually doing some wellness workshops on conscious language and intentions in 2018. A breakthrough for us would be financial wellness. A brave goal would be to care for myself first so I can better care for others. Like that, Heather says, less is my word for 2018. Apart from having financial security in place, breakthrough would be letting go of what I can't control and embracing the word no to create a life of less, less of all things that just take life from me. I guess my brave goal is simply putting me first, really, for the first time. Kim says this, not sure about the word yet, but if I have any word for 18, but she says a peaceful, relaxing, clutter-free home would be breakthrough, and then letting go of fear of seeing a doctor and a dentist to better my health. Yep, sometimes you got to overcome those fears. Clarice says, my word for 2018 is connected, joined, embraced. My breakthrough would be a congregation, a community, and my brave goal would be work through with God in prayer to reconnect to the church family that's currently floundering, that feels lost. Okay, 877-933-2484. Brian's checking in from Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, how are you today?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to turn my radio down.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
My word for this year is probably peace. And just a goal this year, I'm a veteran, have PTSD and so forth, but just really being present in the moment and trusting constantly that God's going to be there. And that whole idea of it being trusting God rather than necessarily trusting other people, but still continuing working, building relationships and being present with family.
You know, know, Brian, I think there's so many verses on the peace of God that passes understanding, the peace of God to rule and reign in our hearts. And I remember studying about that, especially that verse about ruling and reigning, and it translates that the peace of God is like the umpire. And so when we lose our peace, it's like the umpire blowing the whistle, saying you've departed from the path. And I mean, if someone could commit a whole year to going, I'm going to practice the presence of God and staying in the peace of God, you'll become so discerning at what I think we depart so often from peace and we don't pay attention to it until our souls are in despair. And then we have to retrace our steps. But I think to have that word in front of you all year long, I mean, imagine not only how it'll change your life, Brian, but how God could use you to help other people get back to peace. It's so, it's so hugely important. I just think that's a phenomenal word, and I pray God surprises you this next year.
When you were mentioning, you know, the idea of umpire, I was thinking about the verse in Colossians about letting the word of God rule.
That's the one, yep.
And, you know, that's the constant thing to go back to, because God gives us his word to spirit and his people to give us direction. But the only one of those that's truly objective is his word that doesn't change.
Put your phone closer to your mouth because you got really muffling. I lost that last little bit there.
Okay. No, I was just saying how important it is for the word that God gives us his word, his spirit, and his people to give us direction in our lives.
Yep.
And out of those three, the only one that's truly objective is his word. Amen. That isn't going to change.
Amen.
And we need to constantly go back to the fact that, you know, if we think the Holy Spirit's telling us something, but it doesn't line up with God's word, it's the Spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And, you know, that needs to lead us and direct us in everything we do and the relationships we have.
Very good, Brian. Thank you so much for that. Peace. That's a great word. What would your word maybe be for 2018? It is Talk to Me Thursday. Would love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Is it Danielle? Aaron. Danielle's checking in from Plymouth. Hey, Danielle, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey. Which do you have a? I shouldn't throw the word question out to you because you maybe picked a different question to answer. But which question do you want to answer today?
I wanted to answer two. The first one is my word for 2018, and my word for 2018 for myself is when I'm feeling discouraged, to remember God's character and His nature and what that looked like for me in previous situations and circumstances. To remember that God watches over me with compassion and that God loves me and that all things work together.
Yeah. So, well, Danielle, when you remember God and you remember his faithfulness and goodness, what you're doing is implying you have a history with him, which means you have a future with him. And I think the enemy would just hate for you to be able to develop the habit to say, wait a minute here. I know his character. I have a history with him. I mean, again, that's another amazing discipline that will serve you so well. So I love that. So what was the next question was, what would breakthrough look like? Is that the one you're going to answer?
Yep. Breakthrough for me would look like breakthrough for healing. I'm dealing with multiple autoimmune conditions that it's been challenging and tough trying to stabilize. And then also housing for me and my two kids, a better housing situation.
Wow. So you're a single mom with an autoimmune issue. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Can I pray for you right now?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah. And just for the record, to be honest, my breakthrough would be that as well. I'm continue to just get better all the time, but I'm dealing with inflammatory things that are left over with the Lyme. And it's two steps forward, three steps back, as you well know. And man, I want a breakthrough. So, well, Father, I lift up my dear sister Danielle to you. I thank you for her precious heart. And just as she's facing being a single mom with an autoimmune disease and determining to remember your character, remember your goodness, to me that is heroic. And I just pray that you'd open doors no man can close. You'd provide housing for her that will blow her away. I pray for a massive breakthrough for her this year in her health. I pray whether it's supplements, it's dietary, it's the right doctor, or it's just a supernatural intervention, you would do something in her health that would take her a giant leap forward in energy and health, where all of her systems would start to work towards life and health. I commit her to you. I pray for some miracles this year in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
God bless you too.
Bless you too, dear sister. Wow. Laurel's checking in from St. Paul. Hey, Laurel, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I hope you feel better. It's no fun to have the flu or the cold, and I've had it for 2 weeks.
So. Oh, my goodness. Everybody seems to be having it for 2 weeks. So tell me.
I'm on prednisone right now. I finally went to the doctor, but the prednisone seems to be knocking it out of my system.
Well, right, that's through. Good. Good, good. Well, what do you got for
me
today?
I'd like to share a word in Psalm 91, the first few verses. It seems to be giving me strength to get through the day. Could I share that?
Yes, please.
Okay. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him I will trust. And that's what we have to do in these times when we're ill and not feeling well. We have to trust in Him in all things.
Indeed. I've got that one memorized because it's so powerful. The idea of...
You have the whole 91 Psalm memorized?
I did at one point, and
wow.
I need to return to it, but I have good portions of it now memorized. But that initial, the very first verse, I only say that to say, you know, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in His shadow. I mean, that right there has so much potency to me, to learn to dwell and cultivate a lifestyle of dwelling with God. So we can get
right in the corner of His love.
Amen.
You know, and His healing. Yeah, that's so important.
Boy, that's
can
so
you
good.
Pray for me?
I would be honored to pray for you. Father, I pray for my dear sister Laurel. I ask you to heal her not only of this bug, but even the things in her soul and her heart, the things she's walked through, the hurts and disappointments she's faced. I pray that you would turn some of these things around. I pray for just a fresh sense of revelation for her in this next year of restoration. I pray that you would reconcile some things and bring answers to things she never even thought she would see in the land of the living. I pray this would be a really great year for her, Lord. Thank you that you have an amazing attention to detail. You delight in every detail of our lives, and we just love you for that, Lord. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, I'd like to lift up Susie to you in intercessory prayer too, Lord. She does such a wonderful job for so many people, and we just love her around the Twin Cities and throughout the state. And I just pray you bless her now and help her get through this. She still has effects from the Lyme disease. And just hold her up, Lord, close to your love, close to your heart. And
thank you, Lord.
Touch her and heal her and bless her and help her to get well from this cold or any other effects that she has of any flu virus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Oh, dear Laurel, thank you so much. We've got a break coming up here. Maria, Jane, I hope you can hang on. I want to hear from you. We will be back in a minute. I'm so grateful you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and it is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. And this is where I don't book a guest because you are my special guest, counting on you to call. I couldn't decide on which question to ask, so I'm throwing three questions out there. You can grab all three or just one. It's a toll-free number, but here are my three questions. What's your word for 2018? And maybe you don't have a word, but you want some help sorting through a word. In fact, Jessie just emailed me. She said, my word is help till she finds one. But breakthrough, Jessie's yours for now till we find you one, okay? What's your word for 2018? What would breakthrough look like for you in 18? And what would a brave goal be for you? And you not to say you're committing to it, but what if, like, you know, maybe it was go back to school. Maybe it's try to write a book. Maybe it's to get certified in fitness. I don't know. What would a brave goal look like for you? 877-933-2484. So we've got Jane checking in from Iowa. Maria, you're up next. Hey, Jane, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I've done the word for about 5 years. I'm pretty good at the beginning of the year, and it kind of fades out. But my word for this year is order.
Oh, I like it. Tell me about that.
Well, I first of all went through the letters and then wrote a bunch of words of what I'd like to do for order. And of course, my mind's blank. I can't think of any of them right now. But I've liked to do that to try to help me think. Or some of the words in the past, one was power, one was believe. First one I ever did was listen. That was really good. So it's just a cool thing to help focus your thinking, to have a word for the year.
And to be intentional and even to see where God is moving and how God is speaking. And he is a God of order. And what I think of the opposite of that is chaos, you know, and the enemy. He's the author of chaos and confusion. So I just pray that you would walk through a season of great peace and a strong sense of what God is up to, and chaos would be far removed from you, Jane, so that you can discern what God is saying. So I pray that's a great, great word for you this year.
Would you like to know what I'd like for a breakthrough?
Yes, please.
To order my thinking so that I can nip negative thinking in the bud.
Wow, very good.
And then a brave goal would be to mix grace and truth when I speak.
I like you, Jane.
Thank you. Well, I like you, Susie. I love that the last lady prayed for you, and I wish I had her gift of prayer. But we all think so much of you. You mean so much in our lives.
Well, thank you. Can I pray for you now?
Oh, certainly.
Jesus, thank you for Jane and her precious heart. Thank you for how much you love her and the way that you're leading her in this next year. And I pray, because you were full of grace and truth and your spirit is in her, I pray she would be surprised at the grace and truth that flows from her in this next year. Pray you connect her with exactly the right people. And I pray also you'd surround her with people who see in her what you see in her. Thank you, God, for this dear sister. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bless you. Appreciate that. Marie's checking in from Blaine. I see Terry from Daytona, Florida, and Carissa from Denver. I love this. 877-933-2484. Maria, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi.
Hey, what do you got? I've got three questions for you. You can pick one or all three. What would you like?
I'll do two.
Okay.
This is actually my first time ever calling into a radio station, so this is really different.
Yay, good job.
But, yeah, my word is perseverance.
Oh, love it.
It's when I heard it on the air, what's your word? That's the first thing that popped in my head. It's because, you know, there's a time in life, and I mean any time, you're always supposed to, you know, persevere in your relationship with Christ and reading the word and praying, and I don't know, I've been lacking that for some time, and I just hope that, I know there's other people probably hearing on the air and hearing words that are being said, and I just want to maybe encourage other people as well to read the word. It's a really big impact, and just, I don't know, something that I just want to put as my goal, I could say, as well in this coming year.
Maria, just even the courage to call, having never called a radio station before, and then to put your word out there, that takes such great courage. And one of our guests this last week, I don't remember which one, he said, perseverance, and I'm going to paraphrase what he said, but it's basically getting up, putting on your game face, putting on your work clothes, tending to the things God has given you each day while you wait for your breakthrough. And perseverance in Scripture talks about that's necessary for maturity and it's necessary for character development. And so the idea of saying my perseverance matters, breakthrough is on the other side of perseverance. People are watching as I persevere and it's forming something in me as I persevere. And God's grace is on me to persevere. I mean, you are fully equipped to see your character develop, your maturity increase, and people to be completely inspired by your life as you put one foot in front of the other in this next year. So that's fantastic. Love that.
Absolutely. And I guess one of my goals is I am starting a new chapter in my life. I'm getting married this March.
Congratulations.
And I guess in perseverance in relationship with Christ is really trying to be that wife, godly wife that God has wants me to be for my husband, and helping my husband lead our life together and just kind of being that support and that helping hand for him and leading our family in the future wherever God has a plan for us.
Well, Maria, I can tell you this for sure. He's got a good woman. He's marrying a good girl. Well, thank you for calling. I hope you'll call back again. Tell us how that's going in the days ahead, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day, Susie.
You too, hon. Bless you. All right, Terry's checking in from Daytona, Florida. Hey, Terry, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Didn't say it was easy, but it's possible.
Possible. That's right. Yeah. Do you have a word for 2018?
Yes. God spoke to me about choosing joy.
Oh, love it.
And when we have to go through hard times, all of us go through this on a daily basis. This is the 21st century. Everybody's got a problem. They're sick. Everything's going on. God told me if I would make a decision every day to choose joy, even if it's every minute, every hour, whatever it needs to be, that he can come and fulfill through you by the Holy Spirit to be in the stress zone with him.
Wow.
And, I on top of that, I have cancer. I'm fighting cancer.
Wow.
And I just got the word in August. But I'm not afraid.
Wow, Terry. And the joy of the Lord being your strength in that place. Once again, you know, Terry, I'm thinking of Paul when he was in prison. In Philippians, it talks about, you know, the way that he handled that trial and the joy of the Lord was all over him. Several things happened. Other people, their faith was moved forward because of how he handled his trial. The kingdom purposes and the story of the kingdom went forward. And then three, others actually got jealous of him. So here he's in prison, but because the power of God rested so strongly on him, people actually, he excited the jealousies of others. Not that that's ever our goal, but it goes to show you that when you find the sweet spot of the storm, these things happen. People are inspired. Yeah. The kingdom story moves forward, and somebody's going to find it in their heart to be jealous of you. And that's between them and God. But I want to pray for you. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
Lord, I pray for Terry. I thank you, Father, for her word. What a bold and courageous word, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. And we all together, thousands and thousands of us together, are lifting Terry up to you right now. And we ask for a miracle. We ask you to heal her. We say, by your stripes, Jesus, she is healed. And I just ask you, Father, that every system in her body would work to support life and health, that there would be no confusion in any cell, in any system of her body. God, I pray for a total clear break from cancer, that she would be cancer-free, Lord, and she would live out her days in health and wholeness and an abundance of fruitfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, Revelation says, I think it's chapter 3. I'm not good at the numbers, but it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
And the word of their testimony. And they love not their life even unto death. And what that last part of that verse I really had to reckon with walking through some of my own health stuff is to just say, Lord, I entrust my whole story to you, and I'm not going to be afraid because the enemy uses fear for us to self-preserve to try to save our lives. But when we're willing to give it all to God, that's when salvation happens. So, wow. Well, may you know a great victory
this year,
Terry. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. I said, God bless you and goodbye, kind of together, and it was goodbye. Oops. All right, Carissa's checking in from Denver. I see your other friends calling in. Hang with me if you can. Hey, Carissa, you're on the air.
Hey, Susan. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to read a quick passage. I'll try to go quickly from Psalm 40 that was on my heart today. I don't know if you've heard the Passion Translation, but this is the first time I read it, and my word for the year is new. And this says, I waited and waited and waited some more patiently, knowing God would come through for me. Then at last, he bent down and listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger. From the desolate pit I was in, out of the muddy mess I'd fallen into. Now he's lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadying me while I walk along his descending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how he breaks through for me. Ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Many will see his miracles, will stand in awe of God and fall in love with him. Psalm 41:3.
Wow, Carissa.
It might seem kind of lame that I chose the word new, but because it's Happy New Year, but I just felt like God gave me that word for this year because it's been such a long journey. Been sick for so long and never really expecting change and starting to at certain moments and then losing hope again. And I don't know what he wants to do this year, but I just really believe he wants me to expect something that's new and not just new and hard, but also new and good.
Oh, Carissa, there's nothing lame about that word, and there's a lot in Scripture about new and even renew. He will renew your strength, and he makes all things new, and his mercies are new every morning. So, Lord, I'd pray for Carissa. I pray that that word would not only be on the edges of her fingertips, but would go deep into her heart and in her soul. And I pray that you would surprise her with the newness that you bring to her. Heal her body, God. Bring her into the land of the living, into a place of promise that she never thought possible, God. We just say thank you for our dear sister. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Susie.
You're a dear girl. Bless you, Carissa. All right, Tricia's checking in from Hopkins, Minnesota. Hey, Tricia, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I love your program. It's so timely.
Well, I'm so grateful to have you listening. Did you decide which question of my three that I tossed out, which one you want to answer?
Well, the word the Lord gave me was slow down.
Mm.
And I think just to... like some of the other gals talked about, just focusing on his presence and just closing my eyes and I can just feel his presence.
Mm.
And I came out of a domestic violent marriage. And the other thing that he's telling me is just to keep courage and that I will marry again. And that's like the scariest thing for me right now is just to trust him with his choice in my life.
Mm. As I'm listening to you, Tricia, the verse that comes to me is Psalm 46:10, and it says, "Cease striving and know that I am God." Another translation is, "Be still and know that I am God." And that word "know" and that particular passage is about intimacy. So in the areas where we tend to strive in our strength, where we wrestle, he's saying, in those places, don't wrestle. Know me more intimately here. Yes. Know me as your protector. Know me as your provider. And so that seems to really fit. And I'm just going to pray for that. Father, I just pray for Tricia that you would settle a peace in her heart and a rest in her heart and a trust in her heart. And just as this, her earthly husband has failed her miserably in the way that he's treated her, you will never do that. You're a provider, you're a protector, you're a defender, you're her deliverer. And I pray she would see you as such in the very near future in all those ways. You'd intervene in her circumstances and her trust would flourish in you, Jesus. We thank you that she's your very dear girl and you love her with an everlasting love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. One step at a time, honey. One step at a time. You can do it. He's with you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Don't give up hope. All right, we have to pause for a break. And Leslie, Sharon, Kathy, can you hang on? This is a short break, a minute and a half or so, and then we can take all three of those calls when we come back. It's Talk to Me Thursday. The three questions are, what's your word for 2018? What would breakthrough look like for you in 2018? What would a brave goal look like? You don't have to answer all three, just one. We'll be back in a minute. God is good, and his promises are true, and he will always make a way for you. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because you are my special guest. Normally, I toss out a question, and you all call in with your answers, but I couldn't decide which question. I came up with three, so you have the choice to grab which one of these you want. One is, what's your word for 2018? Two is, what would breakthrough look like for you in 2018? And what would be a brave goal for you to set? Maybe something you've not even thought of yet. 877-933-2484. We've got Kathy, right, checking in from Iowa. Aaron keeps trying to teach me this call screen. It's only been, what, 8 years on the show, and I still can't learn it. I don't know what my problem is. Is it Kathy? Next. Okay, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy.
Sorry, I could just ask you. Hey, Kathy. How are you
Hello.
Today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm confused a tiny bit. I'm so sorry about that. Good to have you, and thanks for holding. So which question are you going to answer?
My word for 2018, and that could actually end up being why you're confused. Who knows?
So let's hear it. What's your word?
My word for 2018 is obedience.
Oh, that's a good one. How did that come to you?
Prayer. Yeah. And it just keeps repeatedly coming up in my life. So it's like, okay.
Well, Kathy, I want to say this, and I pray I can say this the right way, but when I'm out speaking and doing my different things, and people will say, you know, there's a power of God in your life. How did you get there? And as if you, I mean, it's the abiding life, right? But I want to just say behind the scenes, what I attribute to walking in a power in God is obedience, doing what he says, even when it doesn't suit us, obeying him when nobody's watching, just obeying him. It's such a big deal to God when we obey him that it makes me wonder if he's calling you to this, Kathy, to be faithful to the things he's calling you to. I've got to believe he's getting you ready for something else, for a promotion, for a way to use you in a way you probably don't even see coming. This feels like William McDonald calls this training time for reigning time, that he's getting you ready and he's training you, that you don't doubt his voice. You listen, you do what he says, and he will do what he does. And I think obedience for the sake of obedience is enough because we follow Jesus. But I get the feeling that he's getting you ready for something. So that's a bold and courageous word.
I followed you on Twitter, and I just opened up my Twitter, and it just popped in there. It's like, what's your word for 2018? Call the show now. So I would love to tell you that I'm a steady follower, and I have never heard your program.
All right. Well, you're on today, and we're glad, and I just think it's powerful that you're obeying God, and I pray you'll call us back and tell us how it's going in the days ahead.
Okay.
God bless you, dear.
Well,
all right, Sharon is checking in from Hutchinson, Minnesota. Hey, Sharon, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I'm studying, the Lord has led me to study the characteristics of God and Christ, you know. And because in our tradition, we believe she's inspired, and she says when we reflect God's character perfectly, I'm going to cry, and I don't want to cry, but it's so tremendous. When we reflect his character perfectly, he will come to take his children home. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
So anyway, I just started, and it's wonderful. The Lord led me to Exodus 34:6, where that's where the Lord passed in front of Moses when Moses wanted to see his glory.
Mm-hmm.
So that just happened to be, and it's, merciful, gracious, long-suffering. So what I'm doing is I'm taking the dictionary, and I'm doing word studies on these words, and it's just helping me so much.
Wow.
I just encourage everybody to do it.
Hmm.
I think it'll really help everybody to, how can we be like God if we don't know what he's like?
That's right. Read his word.
And most of us have come from some kind of a negative background, and we don't know God as we should. I said to the Lord, I said, how can I know what you're like? Because I don't know anybody like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
Sharon, I just wanted to say to you that God loves your heart to know him more. The Bible says, draw close to him and he will draw close to you. Well, thank you so much.
And I would like to share 3 John 2 with these people, because beloved, I wish above all things that thou wouldst prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And I think we need to focus on our soul prosper, then God can help heal us in our other areas.
I agree. Wow, Sharon, thank you so much. Okay, I want to grab Leslie, checking in from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. She's been holding for a bit. Leslie, thank you for your patience. You're on the air.
Hey, Susie, I am thrilled when I get a chance to chat with you.
And you as well. This is sad that this is the only time we get to talk, but I'm glad to talk with you.
I just want to pull up a chair and chat. But
yeah. Good.
Maybe someday.
Indeed.
Maybe someday. The word, I know it's nearing the end. I appreciate your heart so stinking much. But the word of rest, it just kind of makes the whole tapestry of your callers today and you and the word that Jesus gives us. But rest, I mean, the rest in Him, but just rest, go to Him. There's a place actually in our brain, it's called the default mode. And if we go there, actually it enhances the time, and the Holy Spirit can really get to us because we're so busy with our thoughts. But if we just go to rest,
yeah,
then we can clearly start hearing them. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And there's so much more, but
I believe rest is an act of faith because it's really declaring, you know what, God, there's more on your shoulders than on mine. And I just think that's a beautiful word, Leslie. And again, in a day of such chaos, what you will reflect to a world in need will be very significant. Thank you for that.
Exactly. Yeah. Praying for a miracle that way.
Yeah. Sure. Well, if you're ever passing through town, stop by and see us at the station. I'd love to see your cute face.
So. That'd be groovy.
All right. Bye, honey. Cool. Bless you. Anne Marie's checking in, right, from Central Florida. Let's grab that call if we can. Anonymous, yes. I'm going to see if we can get to you, but we got Anne Marie here. Hey, Anne Marie, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie, just want to say very quickly, I love your show. Whenever I can listen, I do. And I don't have a word. What I have is I just want to draw closer to God this year.
Love that.
Just put away the busyness, put away everything, the internet, everything that just compounds us daily, and just get quiet and draw closer to Him.
Boy, and that's the kind of posture that God loves to respond to, and He's going to draw near to you. And all these are so great. I mean, I really want you, Anne Marie, to call me back in a month and in a couple of months, even on a Talk to Me Thursday. If I have a totally different question out there and you want to call and say, I have got to tell you what God is doing as I draw near to Him, I want to know about this stuff. So I think it's beautiful. And I just thank you so much because you're modeling something somebody else needs to see and hear. So thank you.
I will do that. God bless you. Thank you for your show.
Thank you, dear, so much for listening. Okay, we're going to take this last call. Anonymous caller checking in. Hey, friend, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
I have quite a breakthrough to announce. I'd like to make a call and correspond with the government about second government and President John F. Kennedy's assassination.
I'm not sure where that was going, but we have to pause here because we're all out of time now. We need to get the prayer music on. And sorry about that, friend. Lord, I want to thank you for this time. Thank you for all of these friends who've checked in. I pray you would pour out your spirit in a fresh new way on each and every person, not only those who called, but those just listening today. Lord, here we are at the beginning of a brand new year. And we have hopes, and we also know that there'll be mountains and valleys. And so we pray, God, help us all draw near to you. Help us all to rest in you. Help us all experience breakthroughs. Every single one of us needs a breakthrough, Lord. Help us to grow in faith. Help us to learn how to cultivate a heart of peace. These are all such good, good things. And Lord, so many things can get in the way of our lives and distract us from your love. And I pray for every single one of us, this would be a focused year. This would be a year of abiding in you, of obeying you, of doing what you ask us to do. And I pray that we would see wonders beyond our wildest dreams, that you would do, as your word says, above and beyond all we could ever dare to ask or think. Because that's who you are, and that's what you do. We love you, God. We thank you so much for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to Live the Promise, and I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Remember this, too. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and He is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.